Welcome back in, Robbie and Rex Road here on ESPN 102.5 The Game, taking you through this Monday morning here in Nashville, Tennessee. Robbie Stanley, Joe Rex Road, Ryan Porth here with you, streaming live on Periscope, on YouTube, and on Twitch as well. Right now, talking all things Tennessee Vols basketball. And to help us do that, we go to our 102.5 The Game phone line, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com, and welcome in our good friend Josh Ward from WNML in Knoxville. Josh, what's going on, man? How are we doing?
Hey, doing well. Good morning.
Well, Josh, obviously a crazy weekend so far in the NCAA tournament. Let's start specifically with just the game itself for Tennessee against Oregon State, a game where they were really dominated from start to finish. What did you see in that game, and what was the most disappointing part to you if you're looking at it from a Tennessee fan's perspective?
Yeah, really disappointing overall, and it was kind of the appropriate finish to a season that had some positive moments, had some ups, but too many downs, and Tennessee was way down against Oregon State. That first half was a terrible half of basketball. It looked like Tennessee woke up that morning and its players found out what the game of basketball was that day. And Oregon State came in and took advantage. Oregon State continued its hot shooting, and Tennessee showed how bad it could be offensively, shooting the basketball and at times just trying to get into any kind of rhythm. And it never materialized for the Vols. So I thought going into the NCAA tournament that what we had seen in those two games against Florida and against Alabama was a sign that Tennessee had put something together, not to go on a run super deep into the NCAA tournament. I told you guys last week I still really question their ability to get out of the first round, the first weekend. But I really liked Tennessee's chances against Oregon State, and I was wrong. A lot of people were wrong on this team all season long.
Yeah, and of course, I'll raise my hand wrong on Oregon State, too, by the way, who looked awfully good last night. But if you're characterizing this season then, Josh, like what's your quick synopsis of what this team was, what this season was for Tennessee?
I thought it was a lost season. It was a season that, as I mentioned, had some bright spots, like that win against Missouri to open up SEC play, where people around the nation were talking about Tennessee as a top three team. At the time, it was, hey, watch out for the Vols here. Gonzaga, Baylor, and then Tennessee coming on. And they almost fell apart right after that. Tennessee had to lose to Alabama. And even then, I think a lot of us believe, okay, well, you're going to lose games. That's fine. Tennessee will bounce back. And it just never happened consistently enough. And the Kansas win was nice. That was another sign of what this team was capable of. But there were too many games where Tennessee showed how bad it could be. And those bright spots started to fade away as the season went along for Tennessee. And now Keon Johnson, Jaden Springer are expected to go to the NBA. Pons will be moving on. So these players that had come in and come together, and yeah, I don't think they had big chemistry issues in terms of off the court, locker room, anything like that. They just never could seem to put it together on the court. And I don't know that they had that one guy where he could grab players, teammates by the jersey. He could take charge. I think the guys did their best. Their best just collectively was not close to being good enough.
Josh Ward from WNML in Knoxville on the line with us, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com. And Josh, as you know, lots of criticism after the game about Rick Barnes and his NCAA tournament record. And not only that, but the way he handled this team all season long and how frustrating this team was to watch. As this program starts to move forward here and you're still recruiting at a high level if you're Rick Barnes, how does this team and this staff need to go about reinventing themselves and handling how they construct this roster as they move forward, in your opinion?
Yeah, the roster for next year is a big question because of the players I mentioned that will be moving on, and the transfer market is something that every school will be interested in, and Tennessee will be on that list. And by the way, those issues that I just talked about, it's Rick Barnes' job to get that figured out for them. And when they had those offensive issues throughout the course of the season, Rick Barnes is the coach. That's his job. So roster construction, it will help to have somebody like Kennedy Chandler, a legitimate talent with the ball in his hands who can help this offense make plays. That would be the goal with him coming in right away. Let's see what they have in the post, because they didn't really have that presence. But again, Rick Barnes could figure out what to do without it as this season went along, at least from a consistent standpoint. So that they have to go back, and I would look at what some other teams are doing and figuring out, why are they having success? What are they doing well that we are not? Where have we maybe gotten behind? But I still think this roster, without knowing exactly what it will be, I think it can be good enough next year for Tennessee to be an NCAA tournament team, and maybe UT will benefit from not getting the hype next year than it did this past season, playing more of an underdog role, because it's not, Tennessee probably will not have the collective talent that it did this past year, but because of this season, there will not be as many people talking about Tennessee as an elite team probably next season. So maybe that will help. But player development, depending on who is coming back, that's something they need to figure out. But the biggest issue, I think, this season was somebody to help direct the offense individually, and Kennedy Chandler is the biggest hope to be able to do that next year.
So the Rick Barnes discussion is really interesting, Josh, because a lot of Tennessee fans will immediately say, have you seen what this program has been for most of its existence? And I totally agree with that. You know, it's like I'm not saying Rick Barnes should be fired, or like if I'm Danny White, I don't even think about men's basketball right now. Like, I'm not even thinking about it. Like, I got way bigger things to worry about. But I had, you know, when the UCLA thing happened, Josh, I was like, okay, this now changes from a feel good story, and this guy can do no wrong, to you better do even more right than you've done, because you know, Philip Fulmer gives him a 5-year, $26 million contract. And Tennessee is 35-23 since then. So, from your perspective, how has the feeling on Barnes changed in the last couple of years? Without going to the point of, you know, he should be on the hot seat, I don't think anybody reasonable would say that, but how much has it changed?
Yeah, you're right on all of that. The idea of firing Rick Barnes is silly, and it's not even a real thing right now. I know that there's some social media chatter of fans who are upset, but it's not a thing. It's not something that's being considered. But also, there's no question the performance the last two seasons, since what you just laid out happened, have been disappointing, both of them. Last year, you can say, well, okay, guys, well, okay, it's Rick Barnes' job to recruit. And you can look at some recruiting mistakes that have been made, and that's why the team before this current season was not very good, and this season was disappointing. That's very obvious at this point. So you just have to have better results. And the very public flirting with UCLA and even saying, hey, if they were willing to pay the buyout, I'd be there. Rick Barnes said that. So fans knew that. And they held on to it. And you know, coming in and performing better than expected with Grant Williams and Admiral Schofield and those players was great. And that's why fans were so excited for Rick Barnes to stay. But there's just no argument. The results of the last two seasons have not been good enough. And when you are a top five paid coach in college basketball, the expectations are going to go up. I'm not saying that expecting a Final Four is fair or realistic. Tennessee's never been there. I don't think many programs should expect that. I think Kentucky, Duke, Kansas should be expecting Final Four appearances. But also, you shouldn't expect to miss the tournament last year, which they were going to, and lose in the first round to a 12 seed in the NCAA tournament this year. That is falling short of expectations, which are pretty high internally, by the way. So, yeah, they need to be better next year. They need better results. And fair, unfair, that $5 million salary, which is going up and has big bonuses, fans are going to hold that against the coach. If the coach is going to say, hey, you need to give me all this, well, then fans are going to say, you need to give us better results.
Josh, obviously a lot of issues with this Tennessee team this year. In your mind, where does the lack of recruiting or lack of development when it comes to the big men and the post presence fit in this discussion in your mind?
Yeah, I mean, it seems to be a part of it, especially with what Rick Barnes wants to do. He was talking after the game about not having a post presence. They need to get that back. And the recruiting has been an issue. They had one player, DJ Burns, who looked like he could help with that, and it didn't work out. And he was pretty good for Winthrop this past season, which is at a lower level, but also an NCAA tournament team, and played pretty well the other night, I thought. So he's the kind of guy that Tennessee could have used, I think, on this roster. Not just his physical presence in the post. I'm not saying he's a great player, but he's also a better option than a lot of what Tennessee had there. But also just his style, the way he plays, his personality is probably something that this Tennessee basketball team could have used, and they've missed there. And I know they love Umar Slavcich, and he is a good teammate, and he got some minutes, but he also has not been the difference maker that they hoped in the post, not even close to that. So same with Drew Pember. Through two seasons at Tennessee, he's not been able to provide them anything. So that, if you want to talk about recruiting, Keon Johnson was a great get. Jaden Springer was a great get. Kennedy Chandler, I'm confident, is going to be a great get. Let's see what Jermaine Mashak can do. He's a guy with more length that could come in. Corey Walker didn't contribute to the team this past season. He was a highly touted forward. But around the basket, Tennessee's recruiting has just not worked out.
Do you think there's any chance Fulkerson comes back? Or how big of a chance do you think that is, that Fulkerson, the way this ended, might come back next year?
Yeah, that's a good question. I've wondered that myself. I don't have an answer. I'm more asking as well. If John Fulkerson was leaving open the possibility of coming back, while it seems unlikely ahead of the postseason, the fact that his postseason ended for him the way that it did and this season went the way that it did, John had already said publicly that this season not being as good as he'd hoped or Tennessee hoped would at least factor into his thinking. Then what happened against Florida, I would think, factors in as well. But I don't know. He has to weigh his options of, okay, can I just go make some money somewhere? He's not an NBA player right now, but he can make money professionally. I think he's going to be 24 this spring. So at some point, you know, people are ready to just move on. But coming back, it's not a bad option either. So if Tennessee's coaches try to convince him and the end of the season is another factor, then that would at least help Tennessee's chances of getting him back. And if I'm Tennessee, I would really want John Fulkerson back.
Josh Ward from WNML in Knoxville has been our guest here on Robbie and Rextro. Josh, great stuff as always, my man. Appreciate you taking time to join us this morning.
Hey, you got it. Thanks, guys.
Absolutely. Josh Ward from WNML in Knoxville. When we come back, we'll react to a little bit more of what Josh had to say there and continue the discussion of this Tennessee Vols basketball team. Where does this Tennessee team rank in terms of disappointments in that athletic program as of late? We'll talk about it next. Take your reaction as well on our text line, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com, 615-737-1025, 615-737-1025. This is Robbie and Rex Road here on ESPN 102.5 The Game.